Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now, your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Blood River Radio family. Tell you what, we've been rocking and rolling, man. We've been flying by the seat of our pants like the best seat of pants pilot you can possibly find. And we have another guy on here. We bring him on kind of early. His name is Leroy. Kilroy. But anyway, Leroy, what you doing, man? But anyway, we got Kilroy coming up here. And I'm so proud of him. So very proud of him. He's going to tell about his operations, what he's been doing. But first, I'm going to like to recap the last 2 hours. We brought the sailors on, and you people, we've been a little bit off kilter. My fault, of course, I guarantee you. If there's something I can do to push a computer, make it screw up, me and computers just don't like it. Computers hate me. It went dead. I don't know what I did. I'm sure I did something wrong. But I had a little trouble there. But our first guest, Bob Nash, the 81-year-old Marine, I met him on the steps of the main library, public library on 42nd Street in New York. 42nd Street, I was informed by our guide. My daughter took me on a really nice tour, a guided tour of the Grand Central Station. And you know, people, I ain't no Yankee, but if you ever get a chance to go to New York, do not miss going and seeing the main library. It's right there behind what they call Bryant Park on 42nd and 6th, 42nd Street, 6th Avenue. It is magnificent. I guarantee you, I don't think the pyramids, I don't think Sistine Chapel could really distance it too much. It's magnificent. You know what I'm thinking? Our white ancestors were able to do. That library, I didn't know when it opened. I can't remember, but it's well over 100 years old. And the carving, the sculpture, the mathematics, the engineering, the architecture, the beauty. I mean, the beauty just overpowers you, the way this building was made. The famous people contributed to it, like the Kennedys. I mean, I grew up in the early 60s when JFK was considered all the young people loved him. They had little John and Caroline, the kids, and they had his wife, Jacqueline Onassis. They called him Camelot in those days. I don't want to get too far a stretch, but I was sitting in there getting my library card, of all things, with the New York Public Library. I was looking out the window, and I saw these flags coming up, these Palestinian flags and all kind of people with not the Hamas. They wear these black and white speckled scarves. I said, hey, man, that looks like some kind of a protest. So I went out there talking, interviewing all these people, and most of them, very few of them, would have the courage to come on this program. And I flat out told them, hey, so your problem is you have no guts. You're a bunch of damn cowards. You're coming out here waving your freaking flags, and you're going to stop the Israeli tanks when they come down 42nd Avenue, but you just can't bring yourself to come on a radio show. Well, I found this one guy, this 81-year-old Marine, Bob Nash. He came on tonight. I don't know what happened to him. I don't know if he freaked out or got mad at us or I can't remember. Well, maybe he just got tired. I don't know. But anyway, so he dropped off early. The two sailors, well, they left a little earlier than I thought they were going to. So me and Ray have been kind of ad-libbing, but I think we've been doing pretty good. And now we got, that's what was the first hour. But people, that is, and I'll wrap this up quickly. No matter how many times I do that program, even flying by the seat of your pants, it's very, very emotional. And since the sailors are gone, I'm going to say this one thing before we go to our next guest. I'm going to say this. I always say to our Southern Baptist friends that you pray to Israel. You pray to the Jews. You worship them. They're the Most High. Here's what in your mind, you Southern Baptists and you Zionist, you Judeo-Christian cucks. In your mind, God sits at the right hand of the Jews. It's not the Jews sits at the right hand. God sits at the right hand of the Jews. And Jesus Christ, he's out there, way out there somewhere. But they don't need no stinking Jesus Christ. So they got their Jews. I know this is an oversimplification, but I'm very, very bitter at them sons of bitches because it wasn't for the damn fake Judeo-Christian church in the United States of America. The damn Jews could not get by with the corrupt behavior without doing their father the devil's work. And that's exactly what they're doing. And here's what I've told you before. God only for this is to my Southern Baptist, my Judeo-Christian friends. God forbid, God only forbid, please God, please forbid another United States Ship of Liberty. But if it does happen, if we have another United States Ship of Liberty, I hope that it's not our Christian boys on there, our Gentile Christian boys. I hope it's you Judeo-Christians. And maybe God will probably get me for saying this, but if it has to be somebody, I hope that the Ron Kukol in the future, who's going down in the bowels of another U.S. ship Liberty, I hope they're bringing up the Judeo-Christian boys and putting a ball here, a testicle there, an arm here, an eyeball there, and putting them in these plastic bags and going to someplace like Bellevue Baptist Church here in Memphis and putting us in full session and dumping these bags of parts out on the lawn and saying, here, Judeo-Christians, come and get your boys and girls who were slaughtered by your precious Jews, your precious Israelis, because after all, they are your God, and you don't dare say a word about what they did because they are your God. You worship them, and God in his almighty wit and his sovereignty can do to your boys anything he wants to do. I hope if it has to happen, God forbid it does, I hope it happens to you damn Judeo-Christian bastards. Now with that, we're going to go over to our next guest. His name is Kilroy, and I'm so proud of him. And I'm busting at the seams because he's taking a hell of a chance. If he gets caught doing what he's doing, and you know what will happen is the same. We know the drill. He'll lose his job. If he's going to church, he'll be kicked out of his church. His friends will lose him. He'll lose 80% of his friends. He'll lose his income. You know the drill. This man is putting his ass on the line for you people. Dear Kilroy, tell the people out there what you've been doing.
Well, hey, Eddie, and hi, Rand. I've been pretty busy printing off these flyers from the GVTV or GVT flyers. Yep. And
going to the Defense Network.
Yep. Go ahead. Yep. And they're high quality, and you can find them right online at their website. It's a .com website. And, you know, I came on the radio once before, and I thought that, well, you know, I got a lot going on where, you know, the last thing I want to do is satisfy the Hebrews with a target, and that sure would satisfy them to boycott me and take out their aggressions on me and silence me. So I figure I'm much more effective if they don't know who I am. So I'm just going to be kind of a what they call a gray man and get the message out there and use all the training I got in the military to snoop and poop, and good luck catching me, I guess. So, catch me if you can.
Put you on a Frankenstein. I thought today about you. You could get you one of these Frankenstein, because my daughter got me one of these Frankenstein hats to put on if I participated in Halloween up in New York, which I did. It wasn't very comfortable. But, you know, not to cut in, because we're going to go red in a minute, but tell the people what's the theme of some of these flyers? One of them said that every member, for instance, of the Center for Disease Control, CDC, every single one of them are Jews. Every single member of the, you know, the Federal Reserve, Jews. Every single member of the world, you know, the International Bank of Settlements, Jew. Tell them some of those flyers passing out there.
Sure. A few others would be every single aspect of abortion is Jewish, and it lists all the people that are behind Planned Parenthood and everything else. Every single aspect of gun control is Jewish. And then it lists all the, you know, Chuck Schumer and Dianne Feinstein, and it just, you know, it recently made the news in our local Facebook page, and it's just hilarious how they get away with calling it hate mail. It's not hate mail at all. It doesn't suggest any violence. It doesn't suggest any harm. It doesn't suggest any of the things they do to me if they find out who I am. It just says, hey, did you know that these people behind it, the people pulling the strings and the people in control at governmental levels are Jewish? And another one is This one I love. Every single aspect of the slave trade was Jewish. And it goes on to list the owners of the ships that brought them over. They were all Jewish. The people that were in charge of the auctions and selling Negroes over in Africa were all Jewish. Every single aspect of Disney and child grooming is Jewish. Every single aspect of mass immigration is Jewish. You know, all the things that you would think of that would dilute and destroy the white American. I'm very new.
Kilroy, we're going to our first break of this of the third hour. We'll be right back and okay. Talk a little bit more, and we'll get old Rand in here, the old Alabama Lone Wolf. Be right back, folks.
In the medical field, IT security is crucial. Our highly skilled consultants are HIPAA certified and have 20 plus years of experience servicing medical clinics, billing, and supply companies. We offer comprehensive endpoint protection, guarding your computers and servers against all stages of threats. And with our 24/7 monitoring services, you'll never worry about extensive downtime again. Ready to level up your IT support? Call 801-706-6980 today and discover how great IT services can be with Managed IT Services.
Hello, friends. This is Jacob from Blood River Radio. We call the kings into account and tell the truth to shame the devil on this show every week because we are of the firm conviction that our cause cannot succeed without true revival amongst the remnant, amongst that principled minority of the dispossessed majority. Now is the time to stand and be counted, to do like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who would not bow down to the false idols of their day, even under pain of death, like the 300 mighty men of valor who surrounded the Midianites with Gideon, or the 7,000 men that God told the prophet Elijah had not bowed their knees to Baal in a time when even calling fire down from heaven would not awaken our kinsmen from their slumber. If you are encouraged by our labors in the trenches for the kingdom and the cause of truth, liberty, and righteousness, I urge you to consider supporting this program. No donation is too small. We can do with thousands or even hundreds what our enemies and the powers and the principalities of this present darkness need tens of millions to do. So please donate today at BloodRiverRadio.com and help us take up the hedge and stand in the gap against the great evils of our time.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
Dear Blood River Radio family, we're going to go right back to Kilroy. I tell you what, the young man has stirred up quite the ruckus up there. The hornets have been boiling out of the nest, I do believe. Go ahead, Kilroy, tell us about some of these, some of the news you've been hearing on the news, some of the Facebook things that you've talked, that, you know, inferences that you're talking about. I'm not Facebook savvy, but go ahead, Kilroy, tell us about that.
Well, like I was telling you on the break, I'd been listening to the local news and stuff. I probably have planted over 200 flyers so far.
Oh,
and
wow.
I wasn't making any noise until I saw this person's Facebook page, and she blew it up, and you know, she's got quite a following. So it was pretty interesting to see, and very satisfying actually. But then I was like, oh, you know, I got to be careful. I was open with my name and everything before, and where I'm from and where I'm doing this. And it doesn't really give it away, because a simple internet search shows that these flyers are passed out nationwide. So it's not a total giveaway, but it might be to somebody who knows me well enough. So that's where I got the name Kilroy. So I thought that maybe I should,
yes,
just like Kilroy was here, operated in Europe during World War II. It really caused a ruckus and a paranoia that I wish to achieve, and nobody still to this day knows who was doing that, and it probably wasn't one person, but which is why I also gave some of these flyers, like I told you, to a friend of mine down in another state, which I won't mention, and he's passing them out there in a much more urban setting. So I'm spreading the word. And like I said before, none of this is hate. They keep calling it hate. Haven't threatened a hair on anyone's head. All it is, I look at it like one of these flyers is every single aspect behind pornography is Jewish. So I think that's a perfect example of what I'm doing here. You know, you go ahead and you name all these people behind the pornography trade, and they don't want that name getting out. They don't want their names getting out, right? So that's why they find it offensive, and they want to silence you and nickname it hate speech and all that other stuff. But it's very similar to the person who might be addicted to pornography. You know, he doesn't want that information out there either. It's embarrassing. So it's funny that it's such a taboo subject that nobody touching it wants anybody else to know about it, whether you're the addict who can't stop watching it or you're the person behind it getting people addicted on it. It doesn't matter. The only difference is one side is Jewish, and heaven forbid that you criticize a Jew. So,
you know,
if it was a Gentile who's caught being behind it or an actor in it or addicted to it, they're going to shame him. But they'll never do that to the Jew, and I'm just tired of the double standard. And so, you know, I can't really get away with speaking the truth out, you know, on in where they know who I am, but I certainly can plant the truth. And so that's what my advocacy is all about.
Excellent. I really respect you and admire you for that. You know, Kilroy, if you were out there naming, say, since you're, I'll just say, for instance, you live in Texas, and you were a big Dallas Cowboys fan, and you just so happened you had a program. And I don't know, Rand can identify this, and you identified all the players on the Dallas Cowboys team. You could name them if you started naming all these players on the Dallas Cowboys, and you put that on the internet, on Facebook, no one would say a thing. They would say, "Oh yeah, this is my favorite player. That's my favorite player." You'd be telling the truth. You wouldn't be saying these guys from Texas Central High School. You wouldn't be lying and say this guy from, you know, he's the 10th grade, but you wouldn't be saying he's on the Dallas Cowboys. What you're doing, you're naming the Dallas Cowboys. You're telling the truth. Right. That's not hate crime. You're naming somebody. It's a fact. I'm trying to make an analogy here.
You are.
And it's just a pure fact. Who the people that are on Pfizer, for instance, they're all Jews. When you say, when you go from the Dallas Cowboys to Pfizer or to the World Bank or the Bank of International Settlements or the Food and Drug Administration, and you find out they're all Jew, and you start seeing like this, 80 dual citizens in the Congress and the Senate, not dual loyalty, single loyalty to Israel. Rand, tune in here, buddy, and give us some of your take on this, buddy.
Well, I was just sitting here thinking while Kilroy was talking. I mean, how great would it be if we had maybe 5 or 6 Kilroys in every state, you know, planting these things? I like that word, Kilroy, that you're planting them. I think that's a good idea. I think you're doing a good service. And, you know, if only one person picks it up and reads it with understanding and it hits home with them, you know, maybe they can go and share, and maybe the word can spread, you know, because what we're fighting is the devil. I mean, basically.
Yes, sir.
So, I mean, he's a pretty big adversary, you know? So, I mean, that's what we're up against, but we have to carry on, and we don't need big numbers. And we talked about this on this program before. The Bible's, the Word of God's full of plenty of examples that it doesn't take a lot to get something done if you got the right man behind you, which would be our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and His
yes,
Father,
sir. Amen.
The Holy Spirit. So, and I've said this before too, and that's what gives me hope, you know, that we can. And not for us, but for the future of our children and other generations to come, you know. So, I applaud you. I mean, I couldn't thank you any more, you know. So appreciate what you're doing, Kilroy.
Well, applaud Blood River Radio because it was Eddie and Nancy talking about these flyers that started this off anyway. And, you know, they have bigger platform for us to all, you know, listen to and stumble upon because it's not easy to find radio shows like this. And it took me a couple different radio shows, one that's more mild and one that's probably even more hardcore, but it's behind a paywall so that they can get away with that. But, you know, having met some of them, all of them really by now in person, it's just really given me the motivation and morale to pretty much exercise what I've always thought and what I've always more importantly thought was outrageous and not moral whatsoever. So, and then all you have, you know, what God gave us too is the power of thinking for ourselves. And a lot of these people just, you know, have a dormant brain, but it's still there. And if you can get somebody to at least, you know, think about it and, you know, maybe spark some curiosity and look up some of these things and look at the sources and see if any of it's true, they could easily find that out for themselves. And, you know, what really makes me scratch my head is when you find out that the Jews are all behind this. I mean, I don't know the exact number, but the number I've heard as far as percentages of the population in the U.S. is they make up about somewhere around 2%. So that doesn't seem like a very good representative sample that all these people behind some of the most influential and powerful and richest organizations, including in government, are all Jewish. I mean, how does that work? How does that happen? I mean, I'd say probably 50% of our population is Irish descent, but if you found out they were all Irish, you'd still scratch your head. How did that happen? But especially when they make up such a small number of Americans, how they maneuvered their way into these positions. And, you know, it's not like, I don't care what they do personally. It's how it's affecting us. It's how it's affecting our households. It's what's shoved down our throats, especially with the LGBTQ crap, which is also Jewish. That's another flyer. It's just the things we're not allowed to say, or, you know, if you were thinking them and they knew it, you wouldn't be allowed to think about them, you know? And it's just an outrageous, intrusive struggle for control over people that are supposed to be the freest in the world. So I just won't stand for it.
Very eloquent, very eloquent. I got a question. If you notice, first I'll make this comment. We're going to a break in about a minute and a half, but you can talk about almost anything. And Monica has talked about this before, our other co-host. You can talk about, you know, the war, the Russians, the Ukrainians.
Hey, Eddie, you keep cutting out. I'm not sure what's going on.
Yeah, I think what he was saying, you could basically talk about anything or anybody except the Zionist Jews. I
mean, yes.
And they're correct.
Yeah. I think that's what he was getting at.
Yes.
Yeah.
But absolutely. If you mention the Jew, the word Jew, and Monica said this before, all of a sudden they just almost like a fear comes over them. And you know what? I submit to you, it's a natural fear of Satan, of the devil. And these Jews are of their father, the devil. And I believe in my heart that it's instinct that they are, when they talk about these Jews, they're fighting the devil himself. And before we go to break, if we run out of time, well, here we, before we come back, I want to ask you guys about what President Trump said. He's going to get rid of the Jew haters and the anti-Semites. He's going to deal with them when he gets elected president. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about that when we come back. Be right back, folks.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
The everyday aches and pains is to mask them. You know, feel better for a few hours only to have the pain return and then repeat the cycle all over again. It's time to try Relief Factor. And the good news is Relief Factor makes that easy. Their three-week quick start is just $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Instead of masking pain, Relief Factor helps eliminate it. How? Well, its unique formula of ingredients helps support your body's response to inflammation. Relief Factor was developed by doctors. It's 100% drug-free. And for so many people, the results are game-changing. Even life-changing. So give it a try. Right now, their three-week quick start is just $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800, the number for relief. See how in a few weeks or even days, Relief Factor can reduce your pain. When you feel better, life is just better. So don't mask pain. Fight it naturally with Relief Factor.
Authorities are destroying tens of thousands of pounds of marijuana plants in northwestern New Mexico.
Authorities say dozens of agents were assigned to eradicate the plants in October. State regulators had started the process of revoking the license of NNK Equity, having filed a noncompliance order and a default order earlier this year. The company was accused of not posting its licenses on site, failing to obtain water rights for cultivation, and violating sanitation and health requirements.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting a violent weekend in Minnesota. A man shot and killed four people, most of them family members, then took his own life. Three people have been killed, several wounded, when a suspect opened fire in an apartment in Pennsylvania. And five people have been shot and wounded during a spree in a restaurant in Virginia. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. It is one of the most under-publicized policies of some of the biggest U.S. retailers.
Sometimes the retailers give customers full refunds and let them keep the unwanted items, too. Companies such as Amazon, Walmart, and Target have decided some items are not worth the cost or hassle of getting back. Analysts say the companies offering returnless refunds do it somewhat sporadically, typically reserving the option for low-cost objects or ones with limited resale value. But some online shoppers say they've also been allowed to keep more pricey products. John Scott reporting.
Union representing thousands of Philadelphia mass transit system workers have agreed to delay a strike, saying progress being made on some of the talks. Transport Workers Union Local 234 members had voted to authorize the strike once their one-year contract with the Southeastern Pennsylvania Transportation Authority expired. More on these stories.
This is Attorney Jason Robb, General Counsel of the Knights Party, based out of Harrison, Arkansas, and proud supporter of Blood River Radio. I, like you, am concerned about the destruction of our beloved America and our racial kindred people and our cherished liberties. As an individual and as a nation, liberty is what we seek. Liberty is important. It is what allows us to be independent, and if properly used, liberty allows us to fully worship God in all areas of life. With that worship comes more liberty. We are on the verge of anarchy in this country, and personal liberty is looked upon as a crowning achievement of the people. However, Christianity and white law and order is viewed as the enemy of this newfound freedom, and that is why it is under attack. Learn more by listening to Blood River Radio every Saturday from 4 to 6 p.m.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by six corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpochTimes.com.
A Venus is a 44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and would blow your head clean off. You've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, Bunk?
Thank you. Thank you so much, Miss Teenage America. We have a precious child. She probably doesn't like it when I call her a child, but she really is to me. You know, God, she's much older than my grandson. She's so precious. She keeps this show going flawless, man. She reminds me when I screw up. She reminds me when I forget. When my set crashes, she never misses a beat. She gets me back up. I really love her for that. I really do. That's just one of many reasons. She's so precious. But anyway, I was going to ask these guys a question. You know, we were talking about, Sister Monica and I have talked about this. You talk about people, they agree that this, you know, the people are screwing with the climate. That they agree that our borders are wide open. What borders, you might say. The crime is out of control. That the economy is just in the dumps. There's just an endless list of problems we're facing right now, and none of them are minor. A lot of them are dangerous, and they'll agree on every single point except Monica said when you mentioned Jew, the Jews are behind them. They turn into a different human being. And I was telling our guys that I believe in my heart that they have a natural, inborn, God-given sense that they're facing the devil. Because if you believe, if you're a Bible-believing Christian, and I am, and I'm King James, if it ain't King James, it ain't Bible, and King James Bible, it says it over and over in several. Now, I'll paraphrase, when Jesus Christ looked dead in the eye, not just the regular old peon Jews, he was looking at the cream of the drop, the Pharisees, the Sadducees, the scribes. He looked them in the eye and he told them that you are of your father, his will you will do. He came to kill, to lie. He said he's the father of lies. The devil committed that, he gave, told the first lie in history. And he looked them in the eye and told them that. And then our Southern Baptist friends, our Judeo-Christian friends, want to worship those people and say they're God's chosen people. That's not what Jesus said. The man, we know our religion is called a Christian religion. It's named after this guy named Jesus Christ. Well, that's what I think. I believe they have a natural, just like some people look at a snake. And you see, if you ever see a rattlesnake, brother, you will know. I guarantee you, people say, I don't know if he's poisonous. You'll know, and especially cottonmouth. But do you guys, am I just off base? Or what do you think about that first part of my question? Second part of my question is, and y'all can go, Kilroy, you can answer it, then Rand can. When President Trump was running, he said, this second part of the question, he said that he was going to deal with the Jew haters and the anti-Semites when he became president. Will Red River Radio be around this time next year? Go ahead first, Kilroy, and you, Rand, you can answer the first question and then go to the second one. If I didn't get you confused, go ahead. Talk about the Jew first, Kilroy.
Well, I'm going to say that I think you'll still be around. There were certainly a lot of things that Trump said he was going to do last time around that he never did. And I'm pretty sure that he understood, especially the second time, that he wasn't going to be able to win without Jewish support. So I'm hoping that he was just saying those things to get elected. And because at the end of the day, it's not constitutional. I mean, you'd have to get rid of the First Amendment to stop people from saying things like that. I mean, currently there's only two things you're not allowed to say: threats of violence, and you can't scream fire in a crowded theater. So apart from that, as much as they might shame you and boycott you, and I don't know that any laws apply where they can hold you accountable for that. And especially if what you're saying is true. You know, I mean, look at, they're not even saying true things on that side of the aisle. They're blatantly lying. And when they get caught in a lie, they don't even show any shame. I mean, you try to put yourself in their shoes, and I'd be like, if I got caught in that lie, they'd never see me again. I'd go crawl in a hole and, in embarrassment. But they have no shame, and it's just amazing. And I think as far as what Monica says about people recoiling when they hear the word Jew, we've been conditioned for so long, they're the chosen people, and it's good to be their defender and all this other stuff. And it takes a long time to mature enough, if you ever do, to do your research, think. And I think our biggest red flag is anytime you see hypocrisy. You know, when you see hypocrisy, that should make you think, and that should motivate you to go do your research and find out why certain things apply to certain people and not others. And especially when you look at just Jews, I mean, you could just look at nobody else. You can ignore totally the fact that what's good for the goose is not good for the gander between a Gentile and a Jew. You can just look plain at Jews and see how Jews are in this country and see how Israel runs their country. And you can see a hypocrisy right there in the same population of people. They secure their borders. They protect their race. You can't even marry outside another. You can't even marry a non-Jew without the government's permission. I mean, things that we wouldn't, even if we were protecting our Constitution, wouldn't be allowed to do. They're allowed to do. So it's like, but heaven forbid you talk about the Great Replacement or anything like that. You are a conspiracy theorist. You're and if you blame who is to blame, then you're an anti-Semite. And they even hijacked that word. I mean, Jordanians are Semites. Iraqis are Semites. Syrians are Semites. That whole region is the Semites. So how did they hijack the word to only mean hate against Jews? They hijacked Christianity. They've hijacked, you know, hate speech or whatever to an entire region of people. It's not just Jews, and it's not even mostly Jews. It's the smallest percentage of the people that live there that are considered Semites are Jews. But they grab on. They're just parasites. There's no other way to describe that behavior, how they just latch on and completely take over their host.
Excellent. That's very. I don't think you've done a better answer. Rand, go ahead. Rand, you said one more thing too. Rand, you said something about it being supernatural. Respond to Kilroy, and I know you're getting ready to, and also hammer on. You hit something, Rand, about it being supernatural. I just read John 8:44. But go ahead, Rand.
Yeah, it is supernatural, and what the evangelicals hadn't figured out, or either they refused to figure out, is that these people are imposters. And I've said this over and over on this radio program. It's plain as day in Revelation 2:9 and 3:9. Those that claim to be of Judea but are not, but are of the synagogue of Satan. They are of Satan. And as far as people waking up, the Bible tells us, God's word tells us, that if you want to be stupid, and I'm paraphrasing, and I don't have the verses in front of me, but it's in there. If you want to be stupid, I'll let you be in a state of stupor. Our Father tells us that. He would turn us over to reprobate minds. But they're impossible. They're of the devil. They're not the Israel of the Bible. They're not. They're devilish. They're very deceiving. And they get away with things that nobody on this planet, I said this in the second hour, they get away with things that nobody on this planet could get away with. I'll ask you and Kilroy, who else on this planet could get away with the genocide over the last year of killing innocent women and children and elderly people, bombing hospitals, bombing ambulances, bombing tent cities where people are just trying to survive, destroying the whole infrastructure? Who else could get away with that except these imposters?
Well, can I say something?
Sure.
Our way.
I would say you are right. They're the only ones who can get away with it, either by doing it themselves or being the puppeteer And when I say that, I mean, the U.S. has gotten away with that as long as they were fighting a Jew war. If we did it in Vietnam, it was completely disgraceful. Soldiers were getting spit on when they came home. But if we did, and we did bomb hospitals and stuff in Iraq, then nobody said anything. It wasn't bad anymore because we were doing it because the Jews wanted us to do it.
Excellent.
And, you know, we've mentioned Trump. I don't know if we've mentioned him on the air. I forget now. But Eddie said he's going to bring up Trump. Well, I you know, and look here. I'd rather see Trump get the president as a anyway, I hear the music.
People go right back to break. As soon as we'll be right back, as soon as we kept Rang us through his answer, I want to make a comment on the LGBTQ, etc., and tell you where it originated from, which country, when it originated, and who was behind it. Be right back, folks.
Looking for an IT partner that truly understands your needs? Managed IT Services is the answer. We meet with you regularly to discuss your goals and form a tailored technology plan. Our customers have called us a trusted advisor who delivers. When it comes to IT, we do it all. Firewalls, cloud storage, server migration, and more. Say goodbye to long-term contracts and hello to a team that earns your business month after month. Call 801-706-6980 now and let Managed IT Services transform your IT experience.
During our war for Southern independence, the brilliant Confederate general Robert E. Lee foretold the decline of this country when he prophesied, if those people, referring to the dictatorial federal government, if those people win this war, the United States will become a bully abroad and a tyrant at home. As Lee predicted, it has come to pass. The principles laid out in our founding documents, our Declaration of Independence, and the individual rights protected in our Constitution have been vilified and discarded. But not everyone has surrendered. Blood River Radio brings you highly respected, intelligent guests not afraid to speak the truth when the truth in America today is censored and attacked. Your contributions keep us on the air in order to fight against the bullies abroad and the tyrants at home. Send your war contributions to Blood River Radio, P.O. Box 34636, Bartlett, Tennessee 38184. That address is on our website, www.bloodriverradio.com. Don't let the bullies and the tyrants win.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
Dear Blood River Radio family, this was, we are rapidly running out of time. It really goes so fast. But Rand was talking about For Fear of the Jews being a supernatural thing. He rightfully so referred us to Revelations. I know those passages he's talking about, and I think he's dead on. I really do. Because, you know, if you're God's chosen people, you're not going to be doing, you're not going to be performing transsexual transplants and things like that. But anyway, Rand, before I go and make a comment about this thing I was telling people, I was telling y'all during the break, finish that up, brother, what you were talking about.
Well, what I was getting ready to say is we was going to talk about Trump for just a second, and I'll be real quick with this because I certainly want to give Kilroy and yourself ample time to finish up the program. But but Trump, you know, as far as from what I've heard reports, he talks debate to VB the baby killer every day, practically. He more or less told him that he wanted him to get it wrapped up before he was inaugurated. In other words, go ahead and kill all the Palestinian babies and children and women that you want to, baby. Just try to get it done before I get in office. And he's going to support them all the way. I'm pretty sure, I hope not, but he'll most likely be involved, if not outright bombing Iran, which is, in my opinion, is very wrong. Iran had ever done anything to me, But one thing I think Trump would do is maybe talk to Mr. Putin and maybe at least delay blowing up the planet for 4 years. And the last thing I want to say, and I'll shut up about Trump. You know what I want to hear Trump say? Because I've heard him say he's been told that God protected him, that it was divine. He's been told. And he'll reference God. But you know what I want to hear him to say, fellas? I want to hear him say, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
That's what I want to hear him say and give thanks and praise to Jesus Christ. When he says that, I'll feel totally different about it. And like I said, I'll step aside and let y'all finish up.
Well, I was looking for that video I was telling you guys about on the break. I don't see it right now, but I'll go from memory. You know, this video talked about what's going on in this country right now. It said that in Germany, post-World War I, that country was devastated beyond belief. The economic system was destroyed. They put the Treaty of Versailles on the Germans. They couldn't possibly, even if their economy was going full speed, they could not possibly keep up with the reparations payments. So the only way they could do that, and the video didn't talk about that, but I know this. I've heard this. I've been know this from the past. I've got to hurry up. They started the printing presses wide open to print that money to pay back to the victorious Allies because the Treaty of Versailles. And then the inflation was so bad, it's been said that the wives of the workers would go at noon to get their husband's paycheck so they could run to the store because inflation was so bad. The price of food was increasing daily. In fact, they said that you had to have a wheelbarrow full of money to go to the store. And they said you couldn't leave the wheelbarrow full of money outside because the people would dump the money out and steal the wheelbarrow. That's how bad the inflation was. But the point is, the people were desperate beyond anything we can possibly imagine. And that's where the Jews stepped in, and they were forcing these people into this ungodly, unnatural, unseemly acts. And that's where the LBGQ, this transsex garbage started. It started, you can research it. It started in Germany in that time period. It was controlled 100% by Jews. The first transsexual operation, I was telling the guys during the break, was started by a Jewish doctor in Germany. They inserted a uterus into a male, and so to try to help fix him where he could have a baby, he died. He bled to death from other complications. And when Hitler, the evil Nazis and the evil Hitler, when he came into office, they put us into that crap. And when you hear about this garbage, this propaganda about the Germans, the Nazis were burning books. Yes, they did, because they were having manuals. There were manuals being given out to children in schools, elementary school, telling them how they could go and be a little queer. They could be a little lesbian, or they could maybe get, they didn't have to be, if a little boy wanted to be a little girl, he could, et cetera, et cetera. Does that sound familiar, what's going on here in this country here, where the parents have been in trouble with the FBI for going to their local schools and demanding that this garbage be thrown out, that their children will not be taught to be little queers. That started when Hitler came in. They burnt the books, and they rounded up these damn Jews that were responsible for that and excommunicated them, drove them out of the country. They should have executed the sons of bitches, because they came right over this country right here. Guys, do y'all see that same pattern in this country right here that I just described to you? That it started in Germany. It's always Jew. It's always Jew, always Jews all the time. Go ahead, Kilroy.
Well, I think that they have a little bit more difficulty here. I mean, even if you look at Germany now, it's pretty much even more under the Jewish thumb than we are. And I think mostly it's just with all the freedoms in the Constitution that we have, it makes it very difficult for them to push their agenda too incredibly far. So, I also believe that America is blessed by God and by Jesus, of course, and we're going to be protected as long as we do the right thing. And that doesn't necessarily mean that we're never going to be in danger or if we might be killed. And if you read the Bible, there's plenty of stories where the most faithful went had the most gruesome death. So,
true.
But eternal life is worth it. So we won't be the ones to start it, for sure. But we'll damn sure try to finish it.
Excellent answer. Rand, what do you say about that, brother?
Oh, yeah. Well, I agree with what he said. I would say that the United States is under judgment right now more than being blessed. That's just my opinion. Kilroy said, and I'm going to just give another angle. He said he didn't think it could be pushed too far. I don't know how much further it could be pushed down our throats, to be honest with you. That's just what comes to mind right off the bat. I like the phrase "God bless America," and I hear people say that. But you gotta ask. You know, we gotta ask ourselves why. Why would God bless America for all that America stands for now? America stands for every abomination known to our father. I mean, so why would he bless us? He may, as an old preacher guy that I study with a lot by video, I don't mind saying his name, Pastor Arnold Murray. He's dead and gone now. He's an old Marine. But he said, you know, every now and then our father has to thump our gourd. You know, he's got to shake us up a little bit. He's got to get our attention. And maybe with some of this voting that took place recently, maybe that's a sign of people, at least a step in the right direction of putting Trump in there. But we still got a Zionist. I mean, he brags about making the greatest president for Israel that's ever been. He gave them the Golan Heights. How do you give them that? He don't own the Golan Heights. Syria right. owns it. I mean, in a lot of aspects, of course, I'm glad he got elected and not to harp too much on Trump. But a lot of ways we're still in the same old boat. And y'all know that.
Let me ask y'all this last question before we're out of time. And Sister Monica gave me this quite several years ago. Says this is the these are the five steps to sodomite total conquest. Five steps. First, and I think I've lived through most of them, a plea for tolerance. Eisenhower used to talk about that. Second step, a plea for acceptance. They ask you, please accept us. First is please just tolerate us. Just tolerate us. We won't fool with you. Next, a please accept us. Accept it. Then it's the plea for normalization. The fourth is the plea for compliance. You will comply. You will comply, come hell or high water. The fifth step, total conquest. Where are we now in this step right here, Gilroy?
Oh, geez.
These five steps, which one are we on?
I'd say we're probably near the end, four or five. And what I was saying is about as far as God blessing America, I meant Americans. Like us, you know.
Sure, yeah, sure.
I certainly didn't mean the government and what we're getting away with abroad. But I think those of us who are resisting it and fighting against it are most definitely blessed.
Well, Kilroy, my brother, you've been
a
great surprise. You did really good. You did wonderful, man. You really did. I think you made All-American and All-Pro. You really did good. You're a pleasure. You're a great man. You're a good man. I tell you, you're a Christian, too. Rand, same with you, brother. I love you to death. You, my brother, one of the very few men on earth left, worth a damn. And I mean that sincerely. God bless you, too, guys. God bless you, Kilroy. God bless you, Rand. And God bless you, Miss Teenage America, Papaw's spirit, granddaughter. And I'd like to tell the sailors, thank you for coming on. And people, God willing, same time next week. I think it'll be the 16th of November. We'll have a few guests on here. I don't have time to tell them, read their names, but we'll see y'all next week. We got to go now. We got to bring TPC on. Good night, everybody.